If you missed all the good news with K104's Woodman in the Morning, you missed this.
You guys ever go to Olive Garden?
Oh, yeah.
You like Olive Garden?
I love the breadsticks.
The salad?
Yeah, why not?
An Italian exchange student was taken to Olive Garden.
Oh, no.
By his American host mom. And it went viral. At first, he wonders why he's even there. Then he talks about some of the terms with the association with Italian food that do not exist in Italy. Would care to hear this? Take a listen. This is pretty funny.
Why am I here?
Am I forced to eat here?
Yes, and I would get the fettuccine alfredo.
Excuse me?
Alessandro, they have carbonara. Hey, they have
calamari and fried mozzarella will be enough torture for me.
You're going to love that. So it's going to be a great review then.
Sure.
Can you explain to people that they don't have alfredo in Italy and that's the problem?
It's not an Italian thing. It's not.
They're like, he's like, what the hell is this stuff? You know, I don't mind Olive Garden. Olive Garden's all right. I'd rather go to, you know, like a, not a chain restaurant like that, but people do like it.
Yeah, I don't dislike it, but I don't take it as, I don't compare Olive Garden to an actual real Italian place.
Yeah,
know, like exactly. Longobardi's or, well, you know.
When you live in the South or the Midwest, you can't go wrong with going there. But here, we have so many options. That's why.
Right. So,
we have great options.
So, in the Midwest, though, do they have these real Italian? Like,
yeah, they got some, but they're not as good as here. Really? I mean, this is, you cannot find food like that anywhere in the world.
Right. We had the best food here. We had the best pizza, too.
Oh, the pizza and the pasta here is just, there's nothing that compares.
No, so we complain a lot, but we have the best food options.
We do goddamn good food here.
No doubt.
Catch all the good news you could use 6:40 tomorrow morning with the Woodman on K104. Listen.